Here's the basis of the rhythm on the mid-pitched conga. Notice the heel tip strokes between the slap and the open notes. It's the slap and the open notes that are really the pivotal point of the rhythm on all the conga parts. If the heel tip strokes are a bit too much, you can always just take the volume down in the actual sampler. Here's the second conga part. Notice how all the conga parts are actually quite simple. Now when we put it together with the first conga part, it begins to get a bit more interesting. Now we'll add the high conga part. Again, we've got the heel tip strokes, and once you get all three congas together, they really start to make a unison group type sound. Again, this can be a bit overwhelming. You can always take the volume down in the sampler of the heel tip strokes. Now we'll just add the clave. Clave is a pair of wooden sticks that are just put together, basically. Now we'll add the basic pattern on the bongos. Bongos, for a lot of it, do play quite a strict pattern, but they've got a very free hand to move around and play different phrases and play around the beat. Now we're putting the cowbell. Again, this is quite a straight pattern. Sometimes the cowbell is played by the bongo player, so you might have the bongos for a section and then just the cowbell with no bongos, and then the bongos with no cowbell. Now finally, the timbales. The timbales characteristically play on the side of the shells for a lot of it, with odd accents coming around. Obviously during their solo sections they'd give it a bit of welly on the drums. Do pop by my website,